Well, sir, it's about 7:30 o'clock in the evening as we join our friends at the small house halfway up in the next block now, and we find them at their ease in the living room. The master of the menage has just finished a leisurely perusal of the newspaper, and as he lays it aside, he remarks,
"I now have a grasp on current events. My tiny brain has absorbed facts and figures pertinent to happenings in the great world about us."
Read the article about, what's-its-name getting married?
No.
Big, fancy church wedding.
Who's this?
What's-its-name? You know, works downtown there. Mr. Funny Madoodle. Never did know his name.
Coffee scorch, old inner soul. Will you do Papa a nice favor?
Depends on
what
it
is.
Is.
You are a naughty boy.
Yeah.
Step to the bookcase and fetch me volume 7 out of my large library.
Okay.
I've been asked to make a speech, Sadie, honey.
Oh?
I had a letter from Homer U. McDancy this afternoon. Do you place Homer U. McDancy?
One of your large sidekicks?
Yes. He's a member of the All-Star Marching Team, and his home is in East Brain, Oregon.
He wants you to go clear there and make a speech?
No, he wants me to go to Stick River Junction, Missouri.
Going?
I hardly think so. I'd have to pay my own expenses. All the same, though, I'm flattered to have received the invitation.
Here you are, Gov. Good old trustworthy, reliable volume 7.
Just plain volume 7 will suffice, Russell, honey. You can omit the humorous adjective. Now run me another errand. Out in the hallway, you'll see my coat and vest. In the inside pocket of my coat, you'll find a letter. Bring that letter. Take lightning for your motto. Go. I'm pretty sure I shan't accept Homer U. McDancy's invitation to speak in Sick River Junction, Missouri, but just for the fun of it, I'm going to dig out a suitable oration.
Who are you invited to speak to?
The inmates of the Missouri State Home for the Tall.
For the Tall?
Yeah.
It's a place for tall people?
I assume that's it.
But what on earth?
In his letter, Homer U. McDancy didn't go into details. I confess I never heard of such an institution.
The Missouri State Home for the Tall.
Very likely the reasons behind
Russell,
it.
Russell, your father's going to go make a speech at the Missouri State Home for Tall People.
Is he?
Very funny. Give me that letter, Russell.
Here it is.
What was that other wild place?
Wild place?
A home for bald-headed people.
I remember that. The Ohio State Home for the Bald.
Yeah.
Gov was asked to make a speech there one time.
You wish to hear this letter?
Ohio State Home for the Bald. Missouri State Home for the Tall. Go ahead, read the letter.
If you think I'm reading the letter merely to afford comedy and laughter, you have another thing coming.
Oh, ish, quit being so touchy.
Anybody feel like a quart ice cream?
No.
I was going to say I could run to the drugstore.
One side, please. You're casting a shadow on what I'm trying to read here.
Maybe a little later, Dr. Sleech. I feel kind of like some ice cream.
Fine.
Homer U. McDancy says, "Dear Sky Brother Gook, in hoc cornucopia est, dumb cluck ad cognoscendi sinus trouble leap."
Greek junk.
Yes.
Beg pardon?
I passed a remark to Mom, Greek junk.
Latin junk. "Well, Vic, you old horse thief, how have things been going? Everything here in Oregon is fine. How are Sally and Grizzle?"
"Who?"
"He means Sadie and Russell."
"He don't know us. He's never even seen us."
"He's heard about you."
"How?"
"In letters from me."
"Do you refer to us as Sally and Grizzle in your letters?"
"That's not difficult to see through. He didn't recall the names correctly. Sally and Grizzle were the names that popped into his head, and he didn't bother to refer
Sally
back to
Sally and Grizzle.
Them.
Hello, Grizzle."
"Hello, Sally."
"Shall I continue?"
"Sure. Mom, want me to go after the ice cream now?"
"Oh, it was only a little better than an hour ago. We finished supper."
"How are Sally and Grizzle?"
"You're not hungry already, are you?"
"No, but I can always eat ice cream."
"Well, let's wait a while."
"How are Sally and Grizzle?"
"Around 9 or 9:30.
"Okay."
"How are Sally and Grizzle?"
"What on earth?"
"You said you wished to hear this letter."
"Yes, my."
"And I'd appreciate no further interruptions from you, sir." "Our Sally and Grizzle."
"Oh, Sally and Grizzle."
"Do you wish me to continue, or do
continue.
You... "Well, Vic, you old chicken thief, here's why I'm writing. Arthur K. Van Beebunk of the Missouri State Home for the Tall, located at Sick River Junction, has asked me to address the inmates of his institution late in March."
"I sure do feel like a quart ice cream."
"I believe we agreed there'd be no more interruptions."
"That remark slipped out between my teeth before I could stop it."
I feel that Stick River Junction, Missouri, is too far from my home to make the proposal expedient. However, it occurred to me that Dr. Van Beebonk might find a competent and desirable substitute speaker in yourself. If you're interested, I suggest you communicate with Dr. Van Beebonk at once. Address him, Dr. Arthur K. Van Beebonk, Superintendent, Missouri State Home for the Tall, Sick River Junction, Missouri.
That is the wildest business.
Beg pardon?
Institution for tall people.
Shall I continue with the letter?
All right.
If you feel you're undergoing any hardship, listen to this letter.
Oh, go ahead.
Unfortunately, the budget of the home doesn't offer any latitude for a fee. Neither does it offer any latitude for your expenses. Well, Vic, let me know what you decide. Hope to see you personally sometime this year. Give my regards to Harry and Fizzle.
Who?
He means Sally and Grizzle.
Oh, goodness, Vic.
Give my regards to Harry and Fizzle. Sim Spittle, non-crackpot bunk. Referendum S. Puelles, dumb Fusterman Goob. Fraternity yours, Homer U. McGancy.
Very nice letter.
It is a very nice letter.
I said it was.
One detected a note of sarcasm.
If you go to Missouri, what will you speak to the tall people about?
Oh, some topic of general interest. There's a dozen or so stirring orations here in Volume 7 of my lodge library. I guess glance through and find something suitable.
Mm. What flavor ice cream shall I get, Mom?
Oh, chocolate.
Mm.
Maple nut, tutti frutti, strawberry. I don't care.
If you leave the matter strictly up to me, I...
Here's your spirited address, Dave. Starts right out in a blaze of glory. I'm sick, I tell you. Sick, sick, sick. I'm sick of the feeble efforts of certain types of men here in the towering Rocky Mountains whose lofty peaks and majestic crests.
That's no good.
I'll be addressing Missouri people. Rocky Mountains don't extend into Missouri.
The Ozarks do.
I could change Rocky to Ozarks.
Sure. I think I'd like maple nut ice cream, Mom.
Maple nut's delicious, all right.
I'd like either maple nut or tutti frutti.
Mm-hmm. Tutti frutti's delicious also.
How's this oration? My friends, I am not beautiful. I am not beautiful. I never was beautiful. I never will be beautiful. I make this simple statement. I am not beautiful. And I realize that when you people out there listening to me arise in the morning and gaze out your windows at the vast Atlantic Ocean, you... Oh, shucks.
Missouri's no place near the Atlantic Ocean.
No.
What you say we get a pint of maple nut and a pint of tutti frutti?
A whole quart of ice cream?
Sure.
Quart is too much for three people.
Nah. Why, I personally can
this
eat a
might
whole...
fill the bill. Oh, my friends who are gathered here tonight, let us be simple people. Let us not strive for great prizes and unattainable marvels. Let us be little people. Oh, you dear little people sitting in this auditorium here tonight. Oh, you little people who are...
Here, big people.
Huh?
What do you mean, little people? You'll be talking to big people. You'll be talking to the inmates of the Missouri State Home for the Tall.
Thunder.
Might hurt tall people's feelings, Gov, to have you standing up there in the platform referring to them as little people.
Yeah, no, this won't do.
Shall Mr. Walsh go after ice cream?
No, I don't care.
What flavor you like?
Any flavor.
Maple nut?
Fine.
Tutti frutti?
Fine.
All right, Willie, my pocketbook's on top of the buffet. Take a dollar bill.
Okay, one pint maple nut, one pint tutti frutti.
I'll put some in the saucer and you can run over to Miss Donahue's with it after a bit.
We might not have enough.
Oh, ish.
Some people think a quart of ice cream is a barrel ice cream.
Yeah. Don't think you'll travel to Missouri in March then, huh?
No. It's attractive, though.
Mm-hmm.
Mighty attractive.
Mm-hmm.
But Homer U. McDancy says in his letter here, unfortunately, the budget of the home doesn't allow any latitude for a fee. Neither does it offer any latitude for your expense. Well, Vic, let me know what you decide. Hope to see you personally sometime this year. Give my best regards to Harry and Fizzle.
Harry and Fizzle?
He means Sally and Grizzle.
Does he?
Sadie and Russell. Give my best regards to Harry and Fizzle. Sim spittle non crackpot monk. Referendum est puellis dum fustiman goob. Eternally yours, Homer U. McDensey.